I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
Joining us to talk about all the things in the wonderful world of woke, our buddy and the author of the book, Lies My Liberal Teacher Told Me, and he's working on a new book about the experts and how they're wrong, and we're going to talk about that as well. Of course, the one and only Dr. Wilfred Riley. What's up, Wildebeest?
Not much. Good to be back on the show. How are you?
I'm good, man. It's great to have you. I wanted to ask you, first of all, if you were going to buy Sydney Sweeney's bath soap.
No, I joked about that on Twitter and Facebook, and I said, you know, as a man, after you fight all other simps, like, the last guy you face is going to smell like this. Like, for those that don't know, I mean, this movie actress apparently did a 3-hour workout, then took a bath, and bottled the bathwater or something and used it to make soap. And there are only about 5,000 bars of the soap, so apparently it's supposed to smell faintly like her. I think this is the lamest thing in the world. Like, I don't know. I'm not a big fan of, like, your wife saying you can't do something, but I think it would be really strange if your guy comes home with 3 bars of Sydney Sweeney soap. I don't know about it. I don't know about it, Rich.
I'm just saying, Doc, you know, it's I don't need used bathwater turned into soap. That's number one. And I'm wondering if she stole the idea from Gwyneth Paltrow.
Well, there are a whole bunch of these women that have done this. I actually think she stole this idea from Belle Daphne, who is an OnlyFans girl who was the first person to basically take a bath and, like, you know, wipe certain parts of the body down and then sell this stuff, like the cloths, the water, on social media. And that was kind of a scandal in the internet kid community. And the thing that was crazy about this is that people bought it. Like, within a day, all of this stuff was apparently gone.
Yeah.
So that was the inspiration here. Gwyneth Paltrow actually has a line called Her Goop, and she is selling a series of vagina-flavored products, apparently, like candles that smell like sex. I mean, it's hard to describe the whole thing for a family show. But, you know, I mean, I don't know. I haven't bought one. I haven't seen whether the marketing is accurate. So I can't really speak on that issue.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. It just has not been on my to-do list. I'm told by Matt DeSantis that the soap comes out on June 6th, which is a heck of a way to commemorate D-Day. Am I right?
Yeah, I think that's really funny. I mean, again, like, you know, are there going to be people buying soap and candles with the fragrance of post-workout femininity? I think that's a good, polite way to put it.
What'd you call them, simps, like, by the way?
Yeah, simps. Simps are men who do ridiculous, non-romantic, but expensive things for women they aren't dating. And I think this is the classic example where you're buying underwear or something like that online. That is a simp move if you ever do anything in that category.
So the whole thing about beta males and alpha males and this article in the New York Times where the Democrats are spending $20 million with this program to figure out how to talk to men and talk like men. I mean, I'll tell you what. How about this? You and I, let's do it for 10. We'll save them half the money and we can have it done in about an hour.
Yeah, I think that's exactly right. And that actually is really funny. Like, if they were to call two normal sort of center-right guys with business world jobs and ask what are men into, I mean, there are a bunch of stereotypical but real things. Women, money, meat, sport. I mean, like, it wouldn't be all that hard, you know. Yeah. But the Democrats, I think the problem for them is that their core positions aren't that friendly to males and to whites. Like the Republicans, I mean, you could argue there's some bigots on the alt-right, but there's no official Republican position that's anti-Hispanic or something like that.
Right.
Whereas the Democrats, I mean, affirmative action is a plank in the party platform. Abortion until birth with no father interference, not to suddenly swing to dark topics, but that's a plank in the platform. So when you ask, well, why aren't men that crazy about this? Well, it's because, I mean, you have positions on everything from family court to hiring that are explicitly on the side of one of the sex groups or one of the race groups. So they're starting from a disadvantage. Like, and the whole conversation has been about how can we manipulate the presentation of our platform so that guys like it. There's been really no talk about how can we change what's in the platform.
Yeah.
Oh, and the other thing about this, just briefly, the person they hired to do this, and I've got people online, and I don't ever like to exaggerate. They're telling me she's like number two and so on. But the person who's the face of this is Olivia Juliana, who's actually like pretty funny, so on, but who's like a 350-pound Puerto Rican feminist woman. So I don't really know if that's going to work. Like, this person is saying, well, I don't know what it's like to be a man, so I'm going to conduct sit-down interviews with large groups of men. Like, it sounds like she's talking about working with some uncontacted Amazonian tribe. That's the vibe you get. She's saying things like, I might go to bars, I might go to golf courses, and it's objectively funny. Because you could just hire a guy to tell you this. Tiger Woods isn't golfing that much anymore. You just pick up a guy on the street and ask him these questions. But they view that as a little ghost, so they've hired a feminist man whisperer.
This says everything about just how screwed they are really going forward. I mean, I described it the other day. You know, we talk about like blue collar workers. I think it's alpha workers. There are people that are, because it's not just people in blue collar jobs or white collar jobs too. And the left has gone after them. I mean, you think about how Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren are screaming about the oligarchy and going after guys on Wall Street and hedge funds, obviously going after guys who work in the energy sector, defund the police. I mean, it's like the Democrats, their constituency in terms of workers are really, and no offense to you, because I mean, you're an academic long after you've been a successful Sure. business guy and, you know, you're a writer. But it's mostly people who've been nothing but academics or they write for The New York Times. Like, that's the workers that are still voting Democrat in this day and age.
Yeah, I think that a simple way to say this, and like you said, it sounds mean. So if your buddy's a teacher, like you clarify a little bit beforehand, but the Democratic constituency to some extent is losers. And I don't mean that in a negative way. Like, not every, obviously not the majority of black Americans or whatever are losers, a great number of soldiers, athletes in that group. But what the Democrats' pitch is in a capitalist society, some people are going to be disadvantaged. And we're the party of kind of Main Street on down that takes care of those disadvantaged people. So when you think of Democratic constituencies, they tend to be, I mean, you can go from the real, like, you know, urban Irish Americans until recently, down to something that's true, but you might say as a joke, like criminals. But the pitch is we are the people that are going to help the less fortunate. And as a result of that, an unfortunate result of that, you're going to generally be attacking the productive taxpayer. So if you're supporting urban minority criminals, you're going to be attacking police. If you're supporting the unions in every case, you're going to be attacking business in every case. And so this gets into a weird situation where the Democrats are usually backing the weird, crazy thing that no one wants.
Yeah. Yeah, no, look, it's true. I mean, I want to play a clip for you. This is Jamie Dimon who earlier today, I think what he says here, I mean, you know, and again, to hear it from Jamie Dimon, who I think a lot of people would have thought there was a time where maybe he was afraid to say this stuff publicly. I don't know. But this is what he said earlier today. Take a listen.
We have to acknowledge the grievances that put us in this position to start with, and they're real. Okay, immigration. What the hell are we doing? You know, the bottom 20% of our population. You know, their wages didn't go up for 20 years. They're dying 7 years younger. You know, when administrations, you know, the Biden administration is giving all this money to EVs and cars and wasting a lot of money on green stuff, which isn't going to work, and all that. Do you think people in rural cities? Do you think people in inner cities thought they were getting anything? Do you think that those people think that the American government is fair and competent and that this was in their best interest? Their schools don't work. They're not getting the skills they need. And you heard that just now. So we got to acknowledge I also call it blue tape because, you know, Republicans, you generally don't like red tape. You understand the devastation of it. But, you know, most Democrats, they love it. They want more of it. And they want to make it so confusing you can't even meet the rules, so you get punished and fined afterwards.
How can you disagree with anything he just said there, right?
Yeah, no, I mean, I think that's pretty obvious as a postmortem. The reality is that there are two Democratic parties. So the pitch appeal is to losers, but there also are a lot of constituencies that are just going to vote Democratic. I mean, if you're gay, you might well feel the Republicans as a bisexual woman don't have your best interests in mind. And that's a large chunk of, in particular, women. But I mean, moving beyond that, like the unions, the Democrats really do have a 10-year plan for them. I mean, you've got to give the ops credit when necessary. You know, you've got the tech guys. That's a very left-wing sector. That's like Ella Girl and all those people. And that's where Jamie Dimon's coming from. So you've got those people that are saying, look, we support a welfare state to take care of the other half of the party, but you guys have to stop being crazy. You can't legalize crime. So that's about 50% of the Democratic Party. That's everyone's uncle who's a longshoreman. But then you have, like, and this is where the academics and the New York Times people come in. Then you have, like, the critical theory Democrats. And these are the people that really believe that society is structured to oppress you. And that's where you have a lot of the blacks in the party, unfortunately, a lot of the feminists in the party, a lot of the academics in the party, a lot of the other constituencies. So you have this internal fight that even on the giant Republican Party side you don't have, where if you say something like, okay, we need to crack down on immigration, you then have to deal with, like, the Congressional Hispanic Caucus. Like, there are large organizations set up to be loser-ish, not to keep hammering this theme. But so what do you do? You say we need to close the border, and you suddenly have 100 off-work construction guys marching around outside your office with picket signs.
Yeah.
That's a problem on the left. Now, on the right, we just kind of laugh at this. I mean, you send, like, 40 Young Americans for Freedom guys to argue with them. You don't, it doesn't bother you. But on the left, you think those are your voters, one. And also, two, a lot of people believe this stuff. Like, at some level, Jamie Dimon probably feels that society is systematically structured to oppress. You know, he said that in previous business talks, so he could have just been lying. So I don't know. The Democrats have that issue because there are two sides of the party. And last thing, but I mean, in Europe, they resolved this by having more than just two parties. So you have the equivalent of the Republicans. They're usually called, like, the Christian Democrats or something. But you also have the fascists, frankly. And the fascists, I would never vote for them, but they sometimes push the Christian Democrats pretty usefully. So you've got, like, Alternative for Deutschland, where they're actually saying, like, if you're not German for three generations, go home. And then you have the mainstream party that's actually going to win the election. And then moving over, you have the liberal party that was Mutti Merkel letting in all the immigrants. And then, you know, left of that, you have Greens that dress like forest elves and live in the woods. And in the USA, all these people are combined into one or two parties. And I can't overstress, as an actual research political consultant, what an effect that has. As a Republican, you have to appeal to, like, me and also a preacher.
Yeah. And look, and you know, there's no change in sight for that, because, I mean, for me being involved in politics since I was literally in middle school, the two-party system is so entrenched on the local level that there's no ability for a third party to break through, because even if you could on the national level, maybe you could break through. But on the local level, it's Democrat or Republican down to who gives out the jobs and the contracts and the, you know, and who gets the contract to do the engineering on for the bridge commission and who gets the lawyer jobs. And I mean, there's so much of that is the two party system embedded down to the wards and the precincts. I don't ever see that changing.
Yeah, it's going to be very difficult. I mean, we've had some of the most successful people in American history, like Ross Perot, run as third-party candidates and very consistently get 18% of the vote. And, I mean, there are people that would say that's the lid. So, I don't really know what you do about that. And a lot of this is just practical requirements. So you need, in general, to run for statewide office in Illinois, I think you need 100,000 signatures. And the two parties are going to vet them very hard. They're going to take out all the college kids that wrote down Frankenstein and so on. So just getting into the race, like in a typical presidential election, even the Green Party is only on the ballot in like 25, 27 states. Mm-hmm. There's no chance of winning. So, yeah, I don't think we're going to break the two-party model. It's just an issue. Like when I jokingly said, you know, the GOP has to appeal to me and a preacher, at least me and the preacher believe in a lot of the same basic things. Like it's very difficult to see what a radical feminist and a Muslim immigrant have in common. And yep. So very often what the left parties default to is kind of just criticizing the successful, to say this again. So what they have in common is that they're not white men in jackets. And so that becomes the focus of the party. The party is the non-white men in jackets. And that's pretty problematic. There's nothing there but kind of dumb revolution.
As the author of the book Lies My Liberal Teacher told me, Dr. Wilfred Riley, you'll like this one, of course. This is a teacher who told a lot of lies and made a ton of money. Francesco Gino, who was a now disgraced Harvard ex-professor, fired for her cushy position for allegedly lying about data in her studies. She was making $1 million a year at Harvard. This is why I think, you know, when Trump goes out there and battles Harvard, there's very few people that are actually on Team Harvard over this, because it's so elitist. And then you hear stories like this and you're going, and then you find out they're taking all these international students and you go, well, my kids couldn't get into Harvard, and, you know, or they were waitlisted or they were just flat out, you know, rejected. The Ivy Leagues, but even academia writ large, I mean, with the exception of like schools like yours, which are historically black colleges, I mean, who the hell's rooting for these people anymore?
Well, I mean, even Kentucky State has an endowment in the hundreds of millions. I mean, we're the second state U in Kentucky. So, I mean, we do a good job educating black and Appalachian kids. But, I mean, still, if we were to plead total poverty, that has nothing to do but double tuition, you know, I think people in the state would smack us down pretty quickly. When you talk about Harvard, now, first of all, my intro here is not all that non-elite, but when I was taking a law school slash business course at the University of Illinois, one of the cases that came up that we were looking at was called Microsoft v. Europe. And some kid in class that was in the business program raised his hand and just said, like, I'm cheering against both of them. Like, this is totally unsympathetic. Like, either Microsoft or Europe will be fine if they lose. And I think that's how most people feel about Harvard. Like, Harvard is not some small player that's being picked on by the Trump administration. So to look at that from all sides, yeah, Harvard professors usually make about $1 million. There is some jealousy around that in academia. Yale, I think, is about 800,000. Usually at schools like this, what you have are what are called endowed chairs. So you're like the Jessup Uriah professor of chronic anthropology or something like that. And those people are pretty well compensated. We saw Harvard's plagiarist former president, Claudine Gay, get fired technically as president, but then returned to her previous job, which was dean of a college and full professor. So, I mean, she's actually still on their staff and making $950,000 a year. And part of the reason for this is that a lot of these big institutions aren't what you think of as schools. They're more like trust funds with buildings attached. Harvard's endowment, I think, is, if you might correct this, but $53 billion. You know, Harvard has the world's seventh-ranked hospital on campus. So you've got this giant business enterprise that's technically tax-free because it's an educational institution. And, I mean, what Trump is basically telling them is, we know you have that much money in reserve, so we're not going to give you any federal funds unless you stop violating the Civil Rights Act. Like, you're clearly favoring blacks and Hispanics over whites. arguably whites over Asians, women over men to a striking degree that I don't think most people notice. And Harvard's basically saying, no, we're not going to stop breaking the law. Excuse me. So we're going to fight you about this money for a year or two. I don't really see that they have a case at all, but we'll see.
San Francisco scrapped their equity grading program in which homework and attendance would not affect grades one day after they unveiled their equity grading program. It lasted a whole day.
Yeah, I mean, so first of all, I think, like, I'm not a big fan of, like, the libs or the real racist line of argument. Like, I don't have a problem with a lot of sort of locker room level talk in the first place. I don't always think it's true secondarily. But this is a good example of why people on the right often use that argument. This program was one of the most racially bigoted things I've ever seen. The school district in San Francisco announced that because more minority students were failing, they weren't going to work with the minority students, who were mostly Caucasian Hispanics, as it happens. They were going to make it impossible to fail. So they trotted out this new system of grades where an A was anything over 81%, a D was anything over 21%. Attendance didn't count. So, I mean, you could never show up, get a 40%, and have like a solid, or not solid, but a C-plus average as you graduated high school. And this apparently, this leaked to Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, and people just started ridiculing it. You know, talking, I mean, like making some pretty funny jokes about the district, about students that attend. And yeah, they pulled back very rapidly. But, I mean, I think underlying this kind of thing very often is something that's pretty close to classical racism. Right. It's the assumption that minorities or poor whites or whoever's in your district can't be expected to get a 60% in order to graduate. Right. I don't think that's true. I think if you look at any charter school, I mean, in Chicago, it'd be mostly black, Eastern European, some Hispanic kids. But if you put those kids in an environment where they have smart teachers that care, and also you rap them on the head with a ruler if they break the rules or suspend them, do actual things to them, you find very rapidly from like second grade on, they perform about as well, a few percent below what you'd expect, but about as well as everybody else. Mm-hmm. And that's what we should be doing. I mean, for 70 years, when people talk about white and black gaps in IQ testing or northern southern gaps in IQ testing haven't closed, one thing for me is that for 50, 60, 70 years with this left wing stuff, we haven't really been trying. Like, we haven't exactly been taking high IQ ex-Marines and putting them in these inner city schools and throwing out 10% of the kids. We've instead been saying, if you come to class at all, you get a B minus. And of course people aren't going to learn to read or whatever under those conditions. And that's how you get these crazy stories, like the valedictorian in Baltimore that was illiterate. That's a real thing that happens. We've seen that in Louisville and cities down here as well.
That's crazy. I mean, absolutely crazy. I got to ask you about this because, you know, we're talking about MAHA and the Make America Healthy Again movement, obviously, is a big thing. And one of the, you know, I read a story in The Wall Street Journal the other day, and it said something to the effect of, like, should everybody be on a GLP-1? That's Ozempic and all these other weight loss drugs. It was arguing, like, it's the cure for everything. And all I kept thinking of was, this is, like, the Fen-Phen drug when it came out. You know, it's like, but Big Pharma is making a boatload of money on this. I don't know, though, in society where we're supposed to be on this issue, because Libs of TikTok posted a video of plus-sized travelers complaining that they can't fly on planes comfortably. Let's play cut number 20 for Dr. Riley.
We're plus-size travelers. Of course we think about if we need a second seat before we book a flight.
We're plus-size travelers. Of course we ask for the seatbelt extender as soon as we board the flight.
We're plus-size travelers. Of course we get dirty looks anytime we're traveling.
We're plus-size travelers. Of course we're expected to pay more just to travel comfortably.
We're plus-size travelers. Of course we check to see if there's a customer size policy before booking.
We're plus-size travelers. Of course society doesn't believe we deserve to travel.
We're plus-size travelers. Of course we can't use a tray table on a plane.
We're plus-size travelers. Of course we can't use the airplane lavatory comfortably.
I mean, pardon me for saying this, but can't these plus-size travelers maybe get healthy?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's the core element of this. So I think GLP-1 drugs are good. I've had friends that have taken Ozempic, usually to lose that sort of, like, you know, businessman's midsection, 40 pounds. None of them weighed 350 pounds or anything. The drugs work pretty well if you follow a stable routine with them. Do I think we need to give these drugs to everyone in society free? No. I mean, it would cost a 20th as much to give gym memberships, honestly.
But
I mean, there's a Planet Fitness on every corner. I mean, we'll make them. I mean, I have some wellness program at work. Like, so this is the reality. Like, weight is genetically determined in that you will gain weight at different rates if you eat more calories than you take in. That's what those studies find. I've read like 10 of them as someone who used to be a decent athlete and now is a bit out of shape. But there is no world in which you can't eat fewer calories than you burn and lose weight. I mean, I'm losing weight now. People diet frequently. It usually works for a period of 5 to 10 years. So I don't know. I mean, I think the drugs are good. They help you alongside a reasonable diet. You know, I don't think we need to give them to people for free. And, you know, I mean, the thing with FenFen was that it worked. I mean, my partner in college took that. You know, it's fentermine. It's a mild form of speed that makes you more active. But, I mean, I also think there's a flip side here where with Adderall and fentermine and so on, of course it's true that if you take meth, you'll be more energetic. You know, I think there's an obvious downside there, which is revealed. Like, we had an Adderall shortage about a year ago, right, where, you know, these drugs were not being produced at rapid enough rates, and people were freaking out. I mean, some of them were using cocaine. Others were writing these pained articles about how they could no longer function. So I think that's the downside of addiction to amphetamines as versus just taking a fat-blocking drug. So, yeah, if you can afford that on your own, and in 5 years it'll be like $200 a month, I mean, I don't see why you wouldn't do that. Healthcare covers it. Yeah, so it's a good thing, I think.
It's just funny how there's the whole body positivity thing where you can't even I heard a story about a doctor who told their patient they had to lose weight, and the doctor got in trouble for fat shaming. Like, that's crazy.
Yeah, I think that one thing we have to understand, and so this is something that I've argued with the feminists about a lot online, like, are there reasonable financial, social, indeed sexual expectations in relationships? And 99% of people, when I poll on this, say, yeah, of course there are. Like, don't abuse your partner, but obviously. There's a lot of resistance to this among a small fringe of people that I suspect might just not want to do that stuff. And it's kind of the same thing with all of this shaming stuff, like quote-unquote slut shaming, fat shaming, you know, drink shaming. I mean, if one of your buddies is a highly promiscuous alcoholic who's at risk of catching HIV, you should probably tell him that. It's the same thing with being extremely obese, which correlates with pretty much every predictor of early death, heart disease, so on down the line. Even certain types of cancers, because your body is less healthy, less able to fight. So, yeah, I mean, I think obviously doctors should tell people when they're out of shape. And we're kind of existing in a bizarro world, sort of a weird flip of religion, when you're expected to say things that obviously aren't true because they're kind of canon, like trans women are women is the ultimate example. And this is pretty close to that, like healthy at any size. No, you're not. I mean, as a man, obviously you're healthier if you weigh 170 pounds and you're literally at your fighting weight, you go to the gym, than if you weigh either 120 pounds or 300 pounds.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think all people intuitively understand that.
Well, listen, buddy, always great to have you. Get the book, Lies My Liberal Teacher Told Me, and follow Dr. Riley on X at will_da_beast630. You're the man, pal. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Let me tell you about Dr. Mike Veneria, because when I say smile season, what do I mean? I mean graduations, weddings, all these great things we have to look forward to. And yeah, you know what? You got to have a great smile. He's my dentist. I mean, people say to him, is Rich really come here? Yes, of course I do. He's my dentist. And he's also, for 10 years in a row, he's been recognized as the master of dental implants, the best of the best among his peers. That's because Dr. Mike is just that good at what he does. And with two locations for you, Cinnaminson and Woodbury, right over the bridge, it's easy to get to. If you've been putting off getting that complicated dental procedure, like, say, a dental implant or anything else, stop putting it off. And, you know, you should also see a dentist twice a year, because your mouth health, there's a correlation with your gut health, your gut microbiome, and your heart health, and it's all connected. So don't wait. Just reach out to Dr. Mike today. The people in the office are great. The level of care, you're not going to find anyone better. And he's a great guy to talk to. You'll love the music in the office. You'll love it all. So make your appointment by calling 856-786-2020, 856-786-2020, or VeneriaDental.com. My buddy, my friend, the master of dental implants, Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Attention sports enthusiasts, keep the adrenaline pumping and elevate your game day with Chumba Casino. It's completely free to play, no purchase necessary. Whether you're cheering from the stands, on the move, or relaxing at home, Chumba Casino brings the thrill of social casino directly to your fingertips. Experience the ultimate social casino adventure with reels of casino-style games, offering hundreds of exciting options to choose from and fresh new releases every week. There's always something new and thrilling to explore, from action-packed social slots and classic blackjack to engaging bingo and solitaire. The fun never stops. Plus, enjoy generous daily login bonuses and a fantastic free welcome bonus to kickstart your social gaming journey. Dive into the excitement. Discover a world where you can play for your chance to redeem some serious prizes and have a blast along the way. Don't miss out. What are you waiting for? Join now and immerse yourself in nonstop fun and adventure with Chumba Casino. Get in on the action today at ChumbaCasino.com and make every day a Chumba day. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run. Everything baseball, all season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
So I'm happy that you are with us. I've got to get to so much. Joe Biden's back. I don't know who asked him to come back, but he's back and he's out on the campaign trail babbling. And yeah, it's just it's as bad as you think it is. They're actually letting Biden speak again. Let's start with cut 22 and see if you can translate this. Go ahead.
The idea of America was founded on, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men and women are created equal, endowed by the Creator with certain inalienable rights, life, liberty, pursuit of that. We meant it. That's who we are. That's what makes America the most unique nation in the world, literally, not figuratively.
The cough at the end really just does it for me. He took a question from a reporter. And it's very uncomfortable. If you're watching this on YouTube right now, and I apologize, I'm having camera issues. I have to do a software upgrade on it. But Biden, this is it's bizarre because she asks him a question and then he gets like right in her face. And he's maybe, I don't know, like 2 inches from her face as he does that creepy answer thing that he does. And it's just bizarre. Cut 23.
Sir, I feel like everybody expects.
I've done it all because I'm loyal. I do it every damn year. The very beginning. I'll never forget my people. I do it every damn year. The very beginning. I'll never forget my people.
strange. And then he claimed he's mentally competent. And this is the answer that he gave. Again, true, just creepy, weird, cut 24.
And there's also been a lot of discussion recently about your mental and physical capabilities while you were in office.
You can see that. I'm mentally incompetent, and I can't walk, and I can beat the hell out of both of them.
Well, do you want to reply to any of those reports and also to the fact that there are some Democrats who are now questioning whether you should have run for re-election in the first place?
Why didn't they run against me then? Because I would have beaten them.
Do you have any regrets?
No, I don't.
Okay. He probably should stay far away from a microphone for a long time. The president brought Dr. Jill Biden up. Of course, it was represented by law. So he was speaking in the White House today with Elon Musk. And, you know, he's kind of accusing her of being behind the auto pen. It's very possible. Absolutely. Maybe. But I think they're really looking into this matter. They're not letting this go, nor should they, by the way. Nor should they. This is cut 33 from the president's Oval Office confab with Elon Musk and the White House press corps, cut 33.
Do you think that Dr. Jill Biden should also have to come in and testify about what she did or didn't do?
Well, I hate the concept of it. It's the wife of a man who was going through a lot of problems, and everybody that dealt with him understood that. And I guess it came out during the debate loud and clear. That was the big, that was the biggest signal of all. They have to do what's right. The country was, there was a lot of dishonesty in the election, as you know, 2020. That's been now caught. People understand it was a rigged election. And when you go further out, when you see the auto pen, I mean, I think the auto pen is going to become one of the great scandals of all time because you have somebody operating it or a number of people operating. Because I knew Joe Biden. Joe Biden wasn't in favor of opening up borders, letting 21 million people into this from prisons and mental institutions and gang members. He wasn't into that at all. And, you know, who signed these orders, proclamations, and all of the different things that he signed that set our country so far back that was so bad for our country?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Who really was behind this? That's the question. Who was behind this? And they're not going to let it go. We all have to manage our expectations here with these Republicans. We have to manage our expectations of what they're going to do. And a big part of the reason why is because just like with the one big, beautiful bill, you know, they talk a good game and then they don't really get it done. And I think a big part of Elon Musk being there today as he was talking about all these things is the fact that are these Republicans going to actually make this stuff? Are they going to codify this into law? They should. But will they? I mean, what do you think? What does your gut tell you? The president praised Elon Musk's work on Doge. Now, nothing happens, though. Understand this, like, nothing happens if Congress doesn't act on this. Otherwise, it was just a wonderful, wonderful thing for an exercise for all of us to go through. And this is the big story of the hour brought to you by Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com, two locations to serve you, Cinnaminson and Woodbury, 856-786-2020. But without Congress actually going through and doing this, then it was all just an exercise in futility. It was all just, you know, self-you-know-what. And that's not okay. It's not okay at all. Congress needs to now codify this. And I think the biggest problem that he's up against is just Washington. You know, and this is what we've talked about this a million times. The swamp pushes back, not just the bureaucrats, but the members of Congress. They talk a tough game. Then they get in there and they go to their steak dinners and the lobbyists are picking up the bill. And, you know, suddenly this stuff that they've identified a cut somehow doesn't get cut. And I mean, you're seeing that play out right now with the so-called one big, beautiful bill. And that's why Elon is very skeptical of it and has pointed out the problems. And that's why when the full interview of him comes out this weekend, and I think the White House wanted to have Elon in there today in advance of that, because I think Elon's going to be very critical of a lot of these Republicans who were, frankly, just talk. The president can only do so much. I mean, understand that. The power of the purse is Congress, not the president. And so while he can try to cut things, and he can certainly try to cut things that are within the executive branch of government, most of the things that Elon Musk has identified, we need Congress to act on. The president praised Musk for his work on Doge, cut 27.
Today it's about a man named Elon, and he's one of the greatest business leaders and innovators the world has ever produced. He stepped forward to put his very great talents into the service of our nation, and we appreciate it. And I just want to say that Elon has worked tirelessly helping lead the most sweeping and consequential government reform program in generations. And you know the kinds of things that he's found and his people have found. He's brought a group of very smart people in, and they found things that are pretty unbelievable. I have to say that the numbers that we're talking about are substantial, but they're going to be very much more substantial with time, because many of the things that we're working on right now, we're going to have to remember Elon as we find him. But the numbers could double and triple because many, many things we don't want to go out with them until we're sure. But we've found things that are unbelievably stupid and unbelievably bad. With the Department of Government Efficiency, Elon's delivered a colossal change in the old ways of doing business in Washington. DOGE has installed geniuses with an engineering mindset and unbelievably talented people in computers. I actually asked Elon one time, what's their primary thing? And they have a lot of primary things, all having to do with being smart. But he said the thing that they're really the best at is working with computers, so that they can't be outsmarted by somebody that's not so honest, that happens to also be good with computers.
And by the way, let me jump in here. And by the way, the work with identifying the issues, that's phase one. Now implementing the cuts that are DOGE, that's what has to happen next. Like, I'll give you a great example. I mean, just a few moments ago, it was announced that PBS is suing the Trump administration over the order to cut their funding. All right. Now, PBS, like NPR, there's no First Amendment right to get money. If there is, I want it. Because if I have a First Amendment right to get money for this radio show, I'm taking it. Just kidding. I would never do that. But obviously there isn't. It's a stupid point. But they're suing, and their argument right now in court is that Congress created the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and that only Congress can get rid of it, and that the executive order does not have the ability to cut the funding. Okay. And whether or not that is true or not, I have no idea. I'm not an attorney and I have not read the briefs, and that'll be argued in court. But like I've said, the same thing with National Public Radio, all Congress has to do is just cut the funding in the reconciliation bill, in the One Big Beautiful Bill. Just cut it and then you're done. Because if you do that, then it's over. But why is Congress not doing it? Ask yourself that question. So instead, we got to put up with these nonsense lawsuits like from PBS and NPR. The crux of them on the First Amendment thing, there's no bearing on that, obviously. But the bigger, broader point of can the president just do it unilaterally? I don't know the answer to that. But either way, he doesn't have to if he has a Republican Congress. They should just be able to do it themselves and actually like freaking do it. Don't just talk about it, do it. And what concerns me is that while Elon and the DOGE team have done a great job of identifying this stuff, we're going to look back on this moment and say we blew it. Republicans blew it. And that's because the House of Representatives, I get it, it's a slim majority, we keep hearing that, but it's no excuse. This is the moment. This is the moment in time to do it. By the way, we're awaiting President Trump is going to do a rally in Pennsylvania. As I mentioned to you earlier, this is about steel. It's going to be in steel country. We're expecting the president to come on about 5 o'clock or so, but I think he's running late, but we'll see. But either way, a lot more to come on this, including more what the president had to say about DOGE. Don't go away.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of casino-style games like bingo, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
We got a big speech ahead by the president in Pennsylvania. This is a huge, huge deal. It's a big win for steel country. To quote Governor Josh Shapiro, it's a BFD, big blanking deal. As he saves U.S. Steel and delivers on a promise, and they're thrilled, and they should be. And again, Trump could have easily, won Pennsylvania and then just said, the heck with it. But what I find amazing about that story that I shared with you earlier in the show is that Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro, a Democrat, the potential vice presidential nominee for his party, could not get anything from the White House. The White House would not help. They wouldn't help. I mean, that's amazing. The Biden White House, would not do a damn thing. So it was all Trump. And he said it. I mean, the governor says it in the article by Selena Zito. It was Donald Trump deserves all the credit for it. Donald Trump and Dave McCormick and also Congressman Dan Muser and Congressman Mike Kelly. But the Democrats didn't do a damn thing. They didn't do a damn thing to help. So it should not surprise you that administration, they didn't care about workers. They were fine with importing Chinese steel. This is a national security issue. And I'm very, very happy that this is going to happen. And look, for PA, Trump will have a great night. He'll do the big rally. We'll take some of it live for you when it happens. But I'm glad that they're at this point. As you know, there's a situation right now where the administration is going after DEI, and they should go after DEI. But the question is DEI really dead, or are they just rebranding it under a different name? So it's Cube Cut number 11. There's something called Unity Point Health. They had a meeting. They announced they're rebranding DEI, and this is what they're calling it in response to Trump's executive order, Cut number 11.
Patients and our team members to continue to be their best selves and provide that best care. We've made some really nice improvements in terms of engagement and team members being able to be themselves at work. We measure that through our engagement survey. So we're doing the right things here, and we need to continue to focus in this area. But I just wanted to introduce this phrase, community impact and engagement, because you'll start to see more of this. Obviously, Daniel Joyner, as part of our senior team, our senior leader working with this effort, as well as Lori Y here locally, does a lot with these teams. So, again, you'll hear more about this, but I wanted to make sure you are clear on this nomenclature and how we kind of brand this moving forward.
Nomenclature. What a stupid elitist word. Again, this is the things that normal people don't say, by the way. They just don't say this. Tom Holman, you know, he taunted Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez over the consequences that she and her Democratic colleagues are now threatening if they were to be punished. And it's funny to me because they want to be. I mean, they want to get arrested. That's what they're looking to do. They want to get arrested. They want to cause news. They want to raise money off of this stuff. This is what they want to do. And Holman says, come at me. Bring it. Let's do this. Cut 12.
Tom, I can hear them now. The caterwauling from the open borders crowd saying, how dare you try to weaponize a prosecutorial arm of our government to go after local officials doing their local business. And you say?
Well, remember, just a couple weeks ago, AOC went on social media saying if we put a finger on any of her co-workers, Congress people that were at our Newark facility, there'd be consequences. Well, guess what? We did it. I'm waiting on the consequences. But, you know, the mayor's no different. I've said from day one, you can not cooperate with ICE if that's what you want to do, but you can't get in our way and you can't impede our efforts or you cross that line, we'll seek prosecution. As far as the belonging fund that he's supporting, I have my own belonging fund. We can give housing, food, and pre-medical care in ICE detention. And that's exactly what we're going to do in Nashville. We're going to flood the zone with agents, multi-agency, FBI, DEA, ICE, U.S. Marshals, and we're going to flood the zone.
You're going to get room and board. It'll be great. All right, quick break, and we'll be right back.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.